This is KROQ 955. We had a competition the other day. We tried to wolf down a burrito each, the big bad boy. Herbie towed me up a little bit, and I thought, well, we should do a rematch on Friday. She's yet to agree, but I thought one guy who knows how to put away some big bad boy food, he's a competitive eater, former Australian number one. He's joining us on the phone now. His name is Cal the Hulk Stubbs. How you going, Cal?
Yeah, good guys. How you guys going?
Very well indeed. How do you get to be the Australian number one? What's the process involved apart from eating a lot of food?
Yeah, so basically there's a compeating.com.au that sanctions all the events. So if you want to sort of go into an event and see if you can get a ranking, you would go to these sanctioned events and hopefully finish in the top, you know, 5 or 10, and then just keep going to events and work your way up over the years.
Now, we all love eating, Hulk. Many of us are great at it, but when did you first realise that you excel in it?
I actually went to a place called Hofbräuhaus in the CBD in Melbourne. I was there a week before my birthday, and there was a famous Australian restaurant, Mr. Juicy, there, and he was taking on a giant pork schnitzel, and Channel 7 News was there, and we were just having a beer thinking, like, what's this guy doing and why is the news here? And he got halfway through it and failed, and I said to my mates, we were a couple of pints deep, and I said, oh, I'd smash that. And they're like, oh, well, we'll come back next week for your birthday and you can have a crack at it. So I went back next week for my birthday, finished it. They said I was the 14th person out of almost 5,000 to finish it, and it sort of just blossomed from there. I sort of started looking for competitions against other people rather than food.
And looking at your Instagram, Hulk Smash Food, you've tried a lot of food. Honestly, looking at it, it's hard. If you are hungry, you're going to want to eat everything in the world. What is your favourite thing or food
and also,
to be a challenge?
Does it matter in the challenge?
Yeah, in the challenge, like obviously the higher quality of food, you notice it in the challenges. Like if someone's using a high quality food, you'll get through it much easier than someone using sort of cheap dog food. But yeah, my favourite's obviously seafood. Because you just don't see it very much in competitions. So when you're doing competitions of burgers, palmers, and the same thing all the time, you sort of, it turns you off it a little bit. So seafood's my favourite.
And I guess you enter these comps, you get a ranking, you make it to these finals, and in the end there's like a one, you know, top 10. How did you actually, the day you got the number one, how did that all come about?
Yeah, so I was up to number 2 in Australia within maybe 5-6 months. I said to my wife, I'm like, I'm going to quit my job and have a crack at this. And like, I the first comp I ever did, the number 2 guy in Australia was in the comp. And she said, yeah, I'll give you 6 months. She's like, quit your job, have a crack at it, and, you know, just see what happens. In about 4 or 6 months, I'd got up to number 2 and then, got into the number one position sort of and stayed there for almost 6 years.
When Herbie and I did this comp, I'm 6'4", 120 kilos, and she wiped the floor with me.
Yeah.
Is that, does it matter how big you are?
No, it's all about the, there's a thing called, that most people don't know, called the fat belt. So the human stomach holds about 800 mils of liquid, and after that, stretching. So if you're, that's why you don't see a lot of the competitive eaters, like the great guys in America, Japan, and that. They're not big, heavy guys because there's room for that stomach to stretch. The more weight you have on you, the less room there is for that 800 mils to stretch out.
Then how do you go just eating normally? Your wife cooks you a meal. Yeah. Do you pace yourself or is it just slam? That's
and, and she goes, you had enough? And you're like, didn't even touch the sides.
3-4 years in, it was super hard to switch off. Like you go to a restaurant and meet up with friends and that for a normal dinner. And you'd wipe your plate and you're looking over and everyone's had like 2 mouthfuls and you're like, oh, now I've got to sit here with an empty plate. I better order another beer. So it is hard to switch off like when you get into that mode.
I was going to say, did you ever think about going international? Because you conquered Australia. Thoughts about going overseas?
Yeah, I've done 17 countries. I competed in the World Champs overseas. I retired 2 weeks ago. The only thing that sort of bummed me out a little that I never got to Coney Island, the big American one that's on July 4th. The good news is the new number one competitive eater in Australia, James Webb, they said anyone can go to the qualifiers from any country. 2 or 3 days ago, he flew over to, I think it was Tennessee, they had a qualifier, and he broke the Australasian record and did 41 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Wow.
So he's off to Coney Island now, which is...
And Hulk, we are giving away 95 and a half burritos from Zambrero's. How do you reckon you'd go tackling that beast all in one? Or have you ever done a burrito challenge?
Yeah, I've done plenty of burrito challenges. I got the second fastest time in Australia for the 1 kilo burrito, which is 1 minute and 1 second. I think the Australian record's think the Australian record's 59 and a half, so I fell about a second or two short. But...
Holy cow, man. I could sit and chat to you all day, honestly. It's I have so many questions. I've got so much admiration. I don't know where to start and stop, but we thank you for your time. Good luck in retirement. What does that mean? Just like put your feet up and sit on all the money now, or is it back to normal life?
Back to normal life, pretty much. Maybe a few more salads in the diet, but we'll see how it goes.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
No worries. Lovely talking to you guys.